News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, two single-sex schools in Longford, Manscolvera and St Mel's College, have announced plans to merge into a co-ed school. It means the county has no single-sex school, or will have in a few years. Is this the future for Irish education? We're joined by Michelle O'Kelly, principal of the Mercy Secondary in Inchicore. Michelle, your school became co-educational in 2019. Is that the future for Irish schools, do you think?
Good morning, guys, and thanks for having me on your show this morning. I think you can see from how we're progressing that it does seem to be the future of Irish schools. And, you know, this want for change is coming a lot of the time from parents and the wider community. So it is very important that our schools listen to the needs of our parents and our children and their families and what they would like in the future, so that we can make plans and cater for those needs of our communities.
So how has it gone since you went co-ed? Is it very different? Is it better?
It's absolutely better. As you said, we made the transition in 2019. Before that, we were an all-girls school with an enrolment of 164 students. We now have 330 students, and our students have integrated into our culture exceptionally well. The boys have been an absolute joy to welcome, and things are going really well for us at the moment in terms of what other things we can offer our students now that our numbers are bigger, and also that it's co-educational, such as curriculum provision, sports provision, and so on.
Okay, there is a myth out there that actually isn't borne out by a proper analysis of statistics, that girls do better in single-sex schools. What generally is that girls do better. The reason for that, I think that myth, is because surveys were done, but it didn't take account of the fact that many of the single-sex schools were in very high-income areas, and those kids tend to do better anyway. But I suppose a long-winded way of asking you, have you noticed any decline in the academic performance of girls since you went co-ed?
Absolutely not, and we've brought them right through to Leaving Cert now. Now, the co-eds will sit their Leaving Cert in May 2025, but junior cycle has shown us that absolutely not. The girls are not at a disadvantage. And, you know, I think we also need to challenge that, as you said, that myth, but that whole thinking around what is academic achievement and what does make our young people ready for the world that we live in today.
Good point.
It's not always high points that prepares them for that journey.
Okay, look, cards on the table. I completely agree with you. I think the idea of separating boys and girls in school is kind of crazy. We don't do it in the real world. Why are we doing it in school? I am 100% with you. We will get texts in from people saying, I don't want my daughter to go to a mixed school. Yeah. She'll concentrate much better. There's less distractions. Do those views hold any water with you?
No, they genuinely don't. And as I said, I have taught in a single-sex school for 10 years before the school became co-educational. And I think there's still choice out there. I know it might mean people having to travel a bit further, but there's, like, in co-educational schools, there's excellent education provision. And if parents want choice, they're entitled to that. But it doesn't always mean it'll be on their doorstep. As you said, it doesn't really make sense. We bring kids through creche, and mostly primary school is co-educational. Then we separate them, then we throw them back into college together. It's not a great way to help our young people support each other and develop.
Do you think, finally, Michelle, in 50 years' time, will we look back and go, you know what, they used to separate boys and girls in schools, but it won't happen in 50 years' time. Is that your perception as how things will develop?
I do think that's how things are going to develop, and I hope that's how things develop as we move into the future with our young people.
Okay, good to talk to you this morning. Michelle O'Kelly, Principal of Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore. Let us know what you think. You may well disagree. Feel free to do so. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.